Abstract. This article investigates trends in active learning in secondary education in Latin America between 2021 and 2025, highlighting its importance in contexts characterized by educational inequalities and learning crises. The literature review included 50 studies, in which three main dimensions were identified: social interaction, constructivist learning, and autonomous learning. These active approaches promote school participation, critical thinking, and self-regulation among students, which strengthens both academic performance and social-emotional skills. Advantages were found in collaborative learning, as well as in project-based learning and the use of digital technologies, which have increased motivation, inclusion, and engagement with specific problems. However, problems remain in terms of teacher resistance, deficiencies in continuing education, and structural constraints, infrastructure, resources, and digital divides, especially in vulnerable contexts. The study concludes that, in order to consolidate active learning as a sustained pedagogical practice over time, it is necessary to coordinate educational policies, teacher training programs, and longer-term regional research. This review provides relevant evidence that guides innovations in secondary education and contributes to progress toward more equitable and student-centered education in Latin America.